UK's Home Secretary, Priti Patel. Don't know if you know her. A lady who, whenever she says anything, it sounds like she's reading it for the first time off a racist auto cue. But we have to be careful now, don't we, criticising MPs, the murder of UK MP David Amos has, shows that hating MPs can lead down very dangerous pathways. You know, the opposition deputy leader has called the government scum. And she was asked to say sorry this week for calling them scum, but insisted the Prime Minister must apologise first for comparing burqa-wearing women to letterboxes and describing gay men as tank-topped bum boys. These are our leaders, people. Our leaders, they lead us. But where are they leading us? Where? My parents live in Witham, which is Priti Patel's constituency. Lots of countryside around there. Isolated farms and the like. And there was this Polish guy, this Polish immigrant, during the pandemic, who would wander around the houses, you know, these distant houses across countryside, trying to sell bread and milk, you know, making a bit of cash, but helping the community, cash in hand. My parents loved this guy, and they used to get their daily milk and bread from this guy, and then after a few months, he said he was having to stop because someone had complained that he was crossing farmland. They said he was trespassing. Which this year, Priti Patel has been trying to make a criminal offence in the UK. At the moment, it's mainly just a civil offence. Trouble with laws, just like commandments, they don't allow for exceptions, do they? Our leaders have gone a long way from Jesus. Whether you believe in Jesus or not, the message is surely one to get behind. Love, heal the sick, care about everyone. Priti Patel, on the other hand, thinks of immigrants as an expensive pain. And actively sought out this one immigrant and stopped him doing good deeds in the pandemic. Now she seeks to spread these restrictions across the board. Immigration, no protests, everyone must stay in their place. Why? So power can be easily wielded forever and ever. And as I say, this is not to criticise her or any MP. Instead, it's to criticise us. Electing these leaders. But more, it's to criticise us for not stepping up ourselves. Every time you criticise a politician, ask yourself this: would I be too lazy to do what they're doing? And in 100% of the cases, the answer is yes, you're too lazy. You're not brave enough to step up. And you know how you justify it to yourself? All the people just doing nothing every night. Wow. If you can't beat them, join them. Vote for the government. Yeah, I do vote for the government, but you know what I say. If you can't beat them, join them. People that join terrorist groups, well, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. The big problem on this planet is not the politicians, immigrants, any of these things. They tell us we have to look at ourselves. Why we're not trying to do something ourselves. And why? Because we're too lazy, aren't we? You're too lazy. You can't even be fucked to go out and buy your own bread, you lazy cunts. And yes, I am talking to my parents there. The Conservative voting parents. You criticise Priti Patel, but you can't even be bothered to buy food in a supermarket. Oh, Nathan, the shelves are bare. They're not bare, they've just run out of chicken. Cook something else. But you won't, will you? Because you're too lazy. And you know what? You can't even be bothered to hold in your own farts. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Mum. Dad, stepdad. Talking to you all. You try and criticise politicians, but you're too lazy even to hold in your own farts. Which I know for certain Priti Patel has absolutely no problem with. Because her motto, lest we forget, is if something's in one place, it has to stay there for life. Yes, even if it's a fart and it's in the worst place imaginable, literally a shitty tunnel. Stay there forever, fart, until you die. I hope you're applauding this right now, because that would have got a round of applause at a Conservative Party conference. And if you're not applauding, I can only assume it's because you're too fucking lazy. Criticise Priti Patel all you like, but you can't even hold in your own farts. Mm.